Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Father's Day celebration of love and light, peace and joy, sponsored by our famous ESP Laboratory and Spiritual Science Center. I'm Sammy Rose. I've been the president actively for 5 years now, and today I'm celebrating the 12th anniversary of my being ordained by Al Manning, who's the founder of ESP Lab. And it's also Al's birthday, and he would be 84 today. And so we're celebrating a lot of goodness today. Happy birthday, Al, and happy birthday goes out to Pan and Father Nature and the father of us all, and all of our positive energies throughout the world. If you have your newsletter with you, we're going to start out today by tuning into our opening power star. And this symbol is an ancient symbol that was launched with the Ishtar magic in the late 70s with the magic of new Ishtar power. But basically it is a connection point between us and spirit, between us and our higher selves, and the divine archetypes of the moon, which is our emotion, Mars, which is our aggression and passion, the sun, which is our illumination and wisdom, Venus, which is our love, the earth, which is our materiality and physicality, Jupiter, which is expansion, the sky god, the father god, Mercury, which is communication and expressed as Thoth, and mental clarity, and Saturn, which is discipline and the ability to say no. That's the astrological names in the lab in terms of the Ishtar magic. It was Nergal, Ra, Ishtar, Osiris, Marduk, Thoth, Bast, and Isis. So
this
we're going to start
Jerry
by
Spiegel.
Jerry Spiegel. Come
Good.
On in. Happy Father's Day to you, Jerry, and blessed be.
Thank you, Sammy. Good to hear from you. I'm here in San Francisco hanging out with Sarah.
Well, great. Well, we're just getting started, and we're tuning into our power star on our opening paragraph. And we ask each one of us to pause for a minute, take a deep breath, let go of the past that holds you back, celebrate the light within you, and let's tune in to the light within and without, and let's tune in now to the superpower to magically achieve a new love affair with life. Let's each one tune in to the power of spirit and receive a new burst of fun-filled renewal. Let's feel the good energy flow now. Let's celebrate the victory, knowing our battles are already won. I have a candle today. It's a five-pointed beeswax tower, and I'm lighting it on the power star, and I'm lighting it to tune in to the power of the light, to the sparks of life and of the suns throughout the galaxies, and all creative spirits of love and light that are with us. And we light this candle, this beeswax candle on our power star with the affirmation, I am the light, going to meet the light. Only goodness shall result. Now, this is a terrific seed prayer, if you would. It's important in this challenging world that is all around us to find ways to change the channel from whatever negative thought or emotion may be crossing our horizon. And this is just one that's very powerful, that's very simple. So I ask you to impress it into your subconscious and allow it to flow to the top of your mind and replace negative thoughts when they try to creep in. And it's also fun as a song, and you can chant it in your mind and you can chant it in your subconscious. I am the light, gonna meet the light. Only goodness shall result. I am the light, gone to meet the light. Only goodness shall result. I am the light, gone to meet the light. Only goodness shall result, cause I am the light, gonna meet the light. Only goodness shall result. Now I'd like us to join in, use your magical minds and your magical emotions, and let's tune in to our orange light exercise. And join with me in your mind as I lead us through this orange light meditation. Let's return to the warming energies of the sun's radiant orange light of illumination. Tune in to the light of life, love, growth, warmth, supply, and mental clarity as we experience wellness, new insight, new supplies, new enthusiasm with the power of the light. Let's make this an extra light attunement for each day of June. Know that you will be uplifted and helped by participating, whether or not your name appears on this month's special list. So play with us, find a relatively peaceful place in which to relax, breathe, and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is A-okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks. Know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you, ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then, when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to its warming orange color and continue. I feel the power and warmth of the orange light flooding my aura and being with its love and super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength. With spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, prosperity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers, with laughter, personal magnetism, creativity, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra fun. It burns, loves, and laughs away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, as it brings good drive, loving inspiration, and effectiveness. Great health with celebration, rebirth, and success. I am filled to the happy, loving, overflowing point now. So I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow out to today's special night light members, and especially those who are participating in the conference call, and all of our lab membership who participates, and through their personal experience into our ESP lab. I feel good energy. And let's feel the good energy with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the circuit is completed and the fun energy flows back. Let us be thankful to share the joy of the light. I'm now going to share a short article on summer solstice, which is this Tuesday. And if you happen to read my astrology column on the newsletter, we basically, I'm encouraging everyone to be cautious. It is the high point of the solar cycle and the maximum opportunity for spiritual growth with the power of the light at its maximum. But there are a number of astrological challenges on that day, with Mercury squaring Saturn, which is challenging communications and thoughts, the Moon squaring Venus, which is domestic challenge and heartache, and we still feel the energy of the Moon square Mars from the night before. So my point is, yes, we are approaching the highest point of the light in the solar cycle, and there are some challenges. So let's transcend them and celebrate as I share with you this short article on summer solstice. June 21st is a powerful time in the northern hemisphere. It is the summer solstice. Below the equator, it is a winter solstice, also known as midsummer. It is one of the eight great spokes on the Celtic wheel of the seasons. The solstice, meaning the sun stands still, is universally recognized in all cultures as an important turning point. It is the longest day of the year in the northern hemisphere. Sun energy is at its peak, and we feel the primal creative force of the sun god. It is also the time when the mother goddess is pregnant and will give birth at Lammas, August 2nd, with her abundant harvest. The Druids celebrated the midsummer as the wedding of heaven and earth, the great marriage. The great marriage of the Lord and the Lady, and the union of the yin and the yang. The moon around midsummer is called the honeymoon, for the mead made from the fermented honey that was served at wedding ceremonies. I think of this celestial phenomena as one of the best times to celebrate love in all of its forms. So, in any event, this is the time that we are celebrating. And we're encouraging each one to really maximize their opportunity for spiritual growth at this time. One thing we're going to do today, as part of our prosperity declaration, which is especially for those who are participating, and for our larger lab, and for all humanity, because we do need to reprogram this poverty consciousness, this lack consciousness, this despair consciousness, into the energies of abundance, freedom, and peace. In the newsletter, we offer up a Gnostic incantation, which is simply Abraxas, thank you, for reprogramming the negative energies of the past into my new good fortune, so mote it be. And I'm going to write that down on a piece of paper, one of our pyramid sheets within the lab, which has a transformation prayer on it of Rama Agni, send the light to me, send the powerful light to me. And I'm getting this ready because as we switch gears and we go into our prosperity declaration and ceremony, I'm going to be writing that prayer and burning it in a prayer bowl, knowing that let the energies of the past that have held us back, any negativity, confusion, doubt, worry, fear, the contamination of the world mind, the negativity of too much television watching or newspaper reading, so that we can get back to experiencing oneness with the abundance of the universe and with the power of the light that created galaxies upon galaxies. So I'm writing that down, and you may, if you're going to participate in the ritual, you may write down your own prayer that you can burn at the same time if you want to get proactive. And so I'm just writing that prayer down, and then we will start the ceremony. So you have still a minute, if you came in late, to grab your magic wand, a chalice of water, and a candle for your power star, and a slip of paper with a prayer on it. And I'm going to just take a moment and write my prayer. Okay, so here we go. And, you know, I'm at an altar that I have created for today's purpose, and it is one which faces the West. And the West is the An AL system, there's, of course, more than one idea. The energy of the West symbolizes the air. In some other cultures where they live right next to the ocean, the West symbolizes the water. But in terms of the energy of the power star, Isis is in the north as the moon and represents the water. So today I have my altar facing west, which is the direction of fresh ideas. And I have a picture of Mama Isis, the angel Michael. I have pictures of lab members. I have pictures of my personal family. And I have my wallet. I have my prayer bowl. And when you're creating your altar spot, you want to take and start with a clean space. I'm using a wooden table that has four legs. Four is the number of manifestation. Wood is an energy of supply. I'm not sure what type of wood it is. I have a cornucopia. I have the chalice. I have the ankh. I have a pyramid with the pyramid prayers coming in to join with us in this. Got some incense going. So I'm ready to, you know, take it to the next level. And so you create your altar spot as your personal point of connection with spirit, with the divine, with the creator, with the powers that be, with the angels, with your spiritual teachers and advisors. And so this spot is all about taking my thoughts and launching them as above, so below. So we're going to be declaring good, declaring peace, joy, light, and thanksgiving to the Father and the Mother for the marriage of heaven and earth, for the union of above and below. And we're going to be planting our magical seeds into the higher realm. And so as I created this altar space, I burned sandalwood for protection, and I cast kosher salt for protection. And now the flame is going in invocation of spiritual forces, the Mother and the Father of us all, especially Dad today on Father's Day. And I'm burning this sage, declaring that this space here in my house, and this space that we have created through the electronic means of the telephone, we declare that this space, that this circle of us is protected and blessed and purified, and that any and all of the negativity of the past, that we may go free into the light so that we can experience the best yet to be. So lend me your minds, for we are all magic minds, and bring only positivity and creativity here now for our mutual good as we reach with our magic minds and reach with our magic wands being the symbol of our connection to the spiritual forces, and we reach to the great east, to the lands of illumination and fire and spiritual forces, and say, welcome, east. We reach to the west, to the great lands of the air, to the lands of mental concentration and communication and spiritual forces, and we say, welcome, West. We reach to the north, to the great lands beyond, to the waters of life, to the waters of wisdom, to the waters of emotional and spiritual strength, invoking those powers to be here with us, to dance and sing as we say, welcome, North. And since we are doing a prosperity declaration today, we reach to the south as the fourth point, and we pull that great treasure of the earth with our minds and with our wands and hearts into the center of our circle as we call forth the great spiritual energies and treasuries of the earth, saying, welcome, earth, and we welcome the forces of the sky above and the earth below our feet. And we know that we have declared a working crossroads of the universe, and as we have done so, that the mother and the father of the universe with the creative forces are now here gathered in a more focused and dynamic fashion than before to dance and sing and party with us as we celebrate these light opportunities. I'm going to just to digress just for a second, because some folks who are participating today have known me a long time, for over 30 years, and I've been a member of the lab for maybe 33 years, with being a minister for a dozen years, with the anniversary being today, which is Al's birthday, and happy birthday, Alcy Manning, and we hope you're having a great time on the other side. And just say that
he wasn't having a good time.
What's that?
He wouldn't be there if he wasn't having a good time, right?
Well, that was his standard operating procedure, is he wasn't going unless he was going to have a good time. And he did say that Pan was the one who gave him that thought. So you brought up Pan this morning, Terry, and we're honoring Pan as Father Nature, as an aspect of Father Nature today. So any event, my first exposure to Al in the late 70s was the Prosperity Magic. And a friend of mine gave me one of his books. I opened the chapter to Prosperity. I had been down on my luck. People hadn't paid me money they owed me. And I was struggling. And he came up with a recipe for Prosperity Attracting Powder, which was something that was made from sacred essences of the earth, with sandalwood and cinnamon being two of the primary ingredients that are easy to come by. And so I made up a batch, and we sprinkled it around, and we found that numbers of things happened. The first time it was sprinkled, one gentleman who was broke, he got a letter from an insurance settlement saying he was going to be receiving over $6,000, which he did. And, of course, this is late 70s. That was a lot of money. So every time I use the Prosperity Powder, and Jerry Spiegel will remember how...
And
in
me
the late
too.
What's that?
Every time I've used it too.
Well, excellent.
I've got some,
excellent.
I got some right in front of me, as a matter of fact, in a little pile.
Excellent. Well, years ago we sprinkled some on some grants proposals and...
You got it.
And... brought in over $400,000 and hired our friends, and so I've been using it consistently through the years. And of course, life is an ebb and a flow. It is a summer and a winter, a spring and a fall, a seed planting and a harvest. And what we are here to do today is to tune into that prosperity energy. And so now that we have purified our altar and we have invoked the celestial forces to be with us, with the original prosperity powder, there was a chant that went along with it, and I am going to share that chant in a moment. But the first thing, I am going to work on reprogramming the negative energy of the past by burning up my prayer that says, Abraxas, thanks for reprogramming negativity into prosperity and creativity. And this is a very simple but very powerful Gnostic chant. And as I burn it in the prayer bowl with the sage, I am adding just a little prosperity powder to it. And knowing that as the flame burns, and as the smoke rises, Father and Mother of the universe, the creative forces that be, hear our request for reprogramming the negative energy of our past into our new good fortune. So mote it be. And as this is a party, I have a little sage water here that I'm holding up to the creative forces, that I'm holding up to the Father and the Mother of the universe, the sky above and the earth below, as one symbolism, as one aspect. And as we hold up the chalice of the pure water with the sage of purity, we ask that the universal forces, the powers of the light, the creative sparks of life that are with us throughout the universe, throughout the different dimensional realities, pour forth their creativity and their beauty and their bounty as we accept our divine inheritance, as we accept being more than we are today, as we accept freedom from the past that holds us back. Mother, Father, God, creative powers that be, creative intelligence, source of all, we open ourselves to receive your bounty into this chalice, and I accept it now on behalf of all of us, and I drink this water of life, knowing that I am a symbol of each one of us, and that each one of us is blessed now with the water of life. And I've saved a little bit to put into my Great Dane's bowls in this water of life. So now we're going to, in the newsletter, we're going to turn back to it because it does have a way for you to easily participate. And one of our members wrote in from the United Kingdom that she really enjoyed the message, and she loved it, and she was going to happily apply it. And so here was what I had written to her. I want you to get into the most joyful mood possible. And when we're working with the nature spirits, with the elemental forces, they tend to respond to joy like all of us respond to joy. We enjoy seeing laughter. Laughter is a light attunement. And is a principle of our lab that it dispels darkness and it chases away negativity. But get in the most joyful mood possible. And then light the green candle. I have a gold candle lighted, which will do fine. Then wildly sing this chant 7 times while dancing. Now, this may sound odd, but magical things are not necessarily rational. As Madame Blavatsky said, the mind is the great slayer, slay the slayer, which means move beyond the limitations of your rational mind to represent the to reflect upon the spiritual realms, which are transcendent of pure mind. So the chant is, my words have power, as of old. So hear me now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring me silver. Bring me gold. Bring the lush green stuff that folds. Come quickly now, have fun with me. And treasure bring most happily. I speak to you with joy and glee, and as my will, so mote it be. The rest of the instruction is to play with the nature spirits and have fun with them. And to do this, each night, and of course we're doing this in the day, but each night for 8 nights, 8 the number of infinity and a double manifestation, as we offer up a spring green renewal energy. Last few days of spring, y'all. Get your seeds and plants in the ground and your magical seeds launched. And blessed be we with prosperity, green, gold, silver, just pouring in for you and me. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of all we need. So mote it be. So I have a green pyramid sheet, and I'm sprinkling a little prosperity powder on it, and I'm sprinkling some into my hands so that my hands are ready to receive new green energy. And I'm going to do the chant 3 times. And as I do it, you do it with me in your own mind or chant along, whichever you prefer. The words are in your newsletter. And as you do it, what we want to do is reach out with love and joy to the spirits of nature, which are reflected in this terminology as gnomes and trolls, but the little elemental forces of the earth that make the oil and the diamonds and the steel for the automobiles, because they have a rulership over the material plane. And as we reach out to them with love and joy and happiness and fun, they're going to come and celebrate. And so as we do this three times to get into the full spirit of it, I want you to just see those little natural spirits being joyful and playing and singing and dancing and come running into our circle with rainbows and waves and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback. All right. My words have power as of old, so hear me now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring me silver, bring me gold, bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now, have fun with me, and treasure bring most happily. I speak to you with joy and glee, as my will, so mote it be. Okay, hope you're getting into the spirit. If you feel like dancing around, clapping your hands, wiggling a little bit, they're only going to make the nature spirits feel like you're having a party, which is the idea. Our words have power as of old. Hear us now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring us silver, bring us gold. Bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now, have fun with me, and treasure bring most happily. I speak to you with joy and glee, and as my will, so mote it be. All right, one more time. Our words have power as of old. Hear us now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring us silver, bring us gold. Bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now, have fun with me. And treasure bring most happily. I speak to you with joy and glee. And as my will, so mote it be. And everybody say, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
Mote it be.
So mote it be. Free, 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 free. All right. And now I'm going to write a fresh prayer on this green sheet. And it's going to be, let there be fresh prosperity for you and me. So mote it be. And the prayer on the green pyramid sheet is, Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the lush green light to me and we. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets me free. And I'm declaring, as I'm burning this and releasing it into the spiritual realms, let there be fresh prosperity for you and me. And as I'm lighting this paper, that it may be transcended from the earthly realm through the fiery realm to the heavenly realm, I say this other prosperity chant of Al's that I like very much that I read in the newsletter in the 70s. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh increase. New inquiries, creativity, with peace, love, harmony, just pouring in for Sammy Rose, for all of you participants, for the ESP Lab, for our true friends and family, and yes, into our personal life experience. Chant it, plant it, chant over it. And each time end with thanks to all who help, so mote it be. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, fresh increase, new inquiries, and positive publicity with peace, love, and harmony just pouring in. peace, love, prosperity, just pouring in for you and me. So mote it be. I want to give a moment of thanks to the Great Spirit for the breath of life. I give thanks to Mother, Father, God, to the Creator of the universe and his and her agents of spiritual inspiration for freedom for each one of us, for peace for each one of us, for new love for each one of us, for all of the manners and ways and threads and tapestries of good fortune pouring in now for each one of us. And let us be open to receive the bounty of the universe and press forward with a positive expectation, knowing that our mother who made the stars has more than spare change in her pocketbook, and our father who gave her the creative energy is infinitely abundant. And so let us be open to receive the bounty of the universe and move forward with our lives, thinking big, feeling big, believing big, expecting big, accepting big, and better together. I'm going to close the ceremony now with thanksgiving to all who help, with special thanks to all the powers that be, that love us, that attend us, that bring us new insight, new connections, new loves, new opportunities. And thank you to those who tuned in today as we launch our 13th year of ministry with the ESP Lab, as we celebrate Al Manning with thanks to him, with thanks to our spirit powers within the ESP Lab, and each one of us who makes our contribution to keep our lab going. We are thankful for fresh money flowing in and fresh helpers. So blessed be, and we close the ceremony by reaching up to the sky and pulling the sky energy, the bright blue sparkling energy of infinity into our being and auras, saying, the sky spirits love me. And reach down to the great earth, the great green earth of prosperity and infinite supply of our loving mother who gives us the clay of our life and our bodies and all of our supplies. And we say, the earth spirits love me. Reach out to all life everywhere, knowing that all life loves me. And say that for yourself personally. And add, and I love me. Stretching forth my hand to my tower of power, my golden beeswax five-pointed star candle on our power star, connecting with the powers that be and the spiritual forces and the love and the light within the universe. And I declare that it is done in togetherness, finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with thanksgiving to all who help and the powers that be, with mother and father, and it is so. Blessed be. I am going to now turn off the recording device, but I will be available for a few minutes to talk to the folks that are here. So thank you for coming. We do appreciate you. May the power of the light shine bright in your mind and soul and hearts and life experience, and blessed be we. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Sammy. Okay.
Thank you, Sammy. Happy Father's Day.
Bless you, Willie Mae. Hello.
Hello, I'm back.
How are you,
Sammy? I have a few minutes to talk if people want to ideally be brief.
Just happy Father's
Day. What's that?
Happy Father's Day, Sammy. And how tall are you, 7 feet or six?
Well, I'm shrinking as I'm getting older. I'm down to 5'11 and a half.
I saw. said five.
How about you, Willie? How tall are you today?
I'm 5'1".
I bet your aura is bigger than that.
I used to be 5'2", so I'm shrinking too. You know how you used to be taller and thinner? Now I'm shorter and fatter.
Well, I know the feeling.
You're a good-looking guy, but you are a big man, I tell you. Paul Bunyan.
Well, I am a large man, and but you know, I say I'm half a mountain, but you know, I probably exaggerate it a little bit.
Nah, you're right. You're half.
Well, it was nice having everybody today, so I am happy for that, and we did go a little longer, but I do notice that people are tuning into these recordings and going back and listening to them. And I think this prosperity blessing was really good for folks.
Yes.
And I know that we all need a fresh increase and new opportunities. And so let there be prosperity for you and me, so mote it be.
Thank you, and so mote it be, and God bless you, Sammy.
Thank you. You too now, Willie.
Thank you, Sammy. Have a good day.
You too.
Give me a second, Sammy.
Absolutely.
You still there, bud?
I am.
Okay. A couple of quick things. I would ask everyone to take caution coming up the next couple of days to their altar. The most important thing is go to your altar with good feelings or don't go, because what you feel is what you magnify. So have a good heart and a good feeling when you go there. This is what you're going to generate. That aside, Sammy, I ran into a nice piece of silver in my change here today, a 1967 quarter that happens to be a bobcat, much like Bax. I grabbed this nice, beautiful piece of silver. It was probably a 1 in 100,000 shot, but bring me silver, bring me gold. I got a nice little piece of silver the other day as a gift. And
great.
It put a smile on my heart, you know?
Well, yeah, it always puts a smile on your heart whenever, you know, spirit manifests, whenever there's, a little miracle. And, of course, I think miracles are all around us in that, whether it's a grapevine or it's a bird flying or it's a bee on the clover, it's all miracles. And so I think as we tune in and are thankful for those things, Terry, they just multiply.
Yeah, have thanks, and especially on the more powerful days, take that thanks and take those good feelings to your altar. That's what you want to magnify.
Absolutely. It's like never approach your altar unless you have good vibes.
Exactly.
And, of course, it's not always easy to have good vibes. But if you can't get yourself together enough to have good vibes, don't go to your altar, because whatever you're going to bring to your altar is going to tend to multiply. So you bring bad vibes, and you're going to multiply your bad vibes. So don't be that silly. But people are sometimes
especially
unconscious.
Especially when it's powerful.
Yeah.
Especially
and,
when
you've
got powerful days.
Well, in powerful days and powerful emotions, when you're really strongly aggravated about something, you know, that's certainly not a time to go to your altar. But sometimes people forget, and they get confused, and they think, I'm just going to go to my altar and talk about it. But I agree with you 100%. Bring your good vibes.
Multiply the success you've had. Don't aggravate the problems you have. I would always tell you, when you're winning, that's the time to give thanks. That's the time to send a thank you, that form. That is the time to make things even better. But, it's like a health issue. When you're feeling as bad as you ever can, that's not the time to multiply it.
No. And that's hard because, when a person is not feeling well, yeah, it's when you do need spiritual assistance. But, if you do ask the healing spiritual forces to help you, they will. And, but I wouldn't bring that to my altar. I would just bring it as a simple internal request.
That's a metaphysical treatment. But when you're feeling relatively better than you normally do, that's the time to increase the relative improvement. But when you're just feeling bad, I just caution people on the most magical days, don't magnify a problem. Get in a good mood or don't do it. Is that
well,
fair,
and that's
Sammy?
My, yeah, I agree with you 100%. And in the meantime, we do have this power. We have this power time. We're coming off the full moon. We're coming into summer solstice and the maximum opportunity of the light, longest day of the year. And then we have this series of challenging little aspects like the Mars square the night before, which is the temper tantrum, fist fight, war aspect. So you really have to work to get into the right spirit, but if you focus, you can. So that's my thought anyway.
Anyway, Sammy, you know, it's always good to talk. Yeah, I do thank you for your time and your love and your friendship and your help. You know, I'm here beside you, brother. Anything you need, just ask.
Well, I appreciate you, Terry. I see you have been working a lot lately, which is great for the pocketbook.
We do what we have to, eh?
Well, it's sometimes it's, you know, the old feast or famine kind of thing. Terry just mentioned recently he had a 15-hour day, and, of course, that's a longer day. Of course, Al used to work a 120-hour week or something, and I know that that's a lot. And so I'm trying to work smarter, not harder, and less, not more, and put a little bit more of a sparkle of fun and play into it, but life has its challenges every day, but we get through them every day, and I like to take them an hour at a time, a day at a time, a minute at a time, and then go on to the next. My next big assignment today is filling up the bird feeder, so it won't be too bad.
Oh, that sounds like a fun job. Now, Terry, what line of work are you in?
Oh, I do all kinds of silly things. At heart, I'm an old telephone repairman, also an old tow truck driver, but I'm trying to do more network cabling, more fiber optic type work. But the work, it comes and it goes. When the work's there, you take it. When it's not there, you don't cry about it. You just do the best you can. You have a nice day, and you're trying to magnify the good, and you turn your back on the bad. There's no point in making a bad situation worse. That's not magic. That's stupidity.
Well, you sound like your brain is overworked.
Well, I know my mind has tended to be, but I'm really working on calming it down a little bit and resting it a little bit because it is a little on the too active side as a kind of I've got, you know, multiple parts of my chart in Libra, so I'm like the guy who analyzes both sides of every question four times. But I'm really trying to just calm it down and meditate and not be too mental. And of course, worrying is not allowed.
No, it
wallow
doesn't help.
Good feelings.
All right, anybody got anything else? I got a joke to tell at the end if there's no one else who has a comment or a question.
All right. My name's Gary McDonald.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Yeah, right. I have a question. You know, it's a difficulty I'm encountering right now.
Okay, what is your question?
Well, many years, when I was, I corresponded, by mail, sending out, getting, requesting, information from people across the country, for certain services. I always used what is for the address a P.O. box,
Right.
That's an address that's located in a post office.
Right.
Okay. Now, over the years, it was only requested by the U.S. Postal Service that if you wanted to apply for one, you had to just show us one piece of personal identification. For example, a driver's license.
Right.
I've been doing that for many years. And I only have one piece about the main identification, but I had another piece of it, from a county welfare office, when I get food stamps, they write on a personal identification my name, and they write my case number, my social security, but they don't put on it my address, my date of birth, and the date they wrote that identification, and the expiration date, that identification is supposed to expire. Now, the point I'm trying to get is now that lately now the U.S. Postal Service is requiring, you know, current people who use P.O. boxes, you know, as their address instead of street address. They want now two pieces of identification, you know, instead of one.
Right.
Right, but I can only just furnish one, you know, the driver's license, and I cannot furnish a second one, unfortunately, now at this time. And my only fear is that if I can't do that proper essential thing to them, they may, close down, you know, stop mail delivery at my address, you know,
a post office box now.
Yes, I have two of them though in my Union City, New Jersey area.
Well, so long as you keep paying them, I don't think you need to present new ID. When you open the box that you need the two pieces of ID.
You were
kind of grandfathered in. So as long as you pay the box, my guess is that it'll be enough for you. But the world is more security conscious since 9/11 and the Patriot Act. Does come in and people have to prove give more identification than they used to. I knew that years ago I moved to Colorado and I said I'm going to have to get a credit card because all I have is a California driver's license and a Beverly Hills library card, and that's not good enough. And so, you know, you do what you have to, but. You know, I think you're fine so long as you don't need to open another box.
Well, all right, but last month they sent me a notice. They put it into my box, saying that a new regulation, domestic mail manual, starting, you know, probably sometime last year, you know, instituted a new rule that current people who use them now. Must now give two pieces of personal identification along with their current address. You know.
Do you have a birth certificate?
Yes, but they don't accept birth certificates as identification.
Well, I would tend not to give them anything other than paying for my box, and if they ask me, you know, I'd show my welfare. Paper, my driver's license, and tell them that's all you have, and it should be good enough. They will, they should help you to be able to resolve the issue.
I know. What I was thinking.
Gary,
of,
you
want
to?
All right.
Gary, can I give you a little piece of advice, bud?
Yes. Sorry, all right, Gary. All right.
You know what you do, buddy? And I don't make no guarantees, but. Before you go talk to these people, you want the magical solution, you want the lab solution, I tell you to go back to your basics. It's always go back to the basics. You do lots of center breathing exercises. You fill yourself with the charm. You align yourself with the vibration of a JFK. You go in there feeling like $1 million, resonating this frequency where they can't help but like you and be your friend and just look the other way for you. I'm not guaranteeing nothing, but you know what? Don't wait till the last minute. Do it and do it and do it and go see him early and say, hi, guys, it's me, and let that sparkle happen and see if it don't make him look the other way for you. No guarantees, but you know what? Think magically. Don't think weakly.
Right, and don't pre-make the situation. Allow spirit to work in there. The acceptance chant that we have sent out in the newsletter is really great for charging your aura and creating that acceptance vibe. And you also might want to try to talk to someone over the phone, and if you have a caseworker, you might want to talk to them about it because you have a driver's license. You had to present your birth certificate or other documentation. And what happens is people have standards, and then when you can't meet them, they say, okay, well, let's see your birth certificate, let's see your Social Security card. And when they verify that they're valid, that you are who they say you are, I would think they have to give you a post office box, Gary, but, you know, turn it over to Spirit, expect the best, and give it your best, and expect a positive resolution. Anybody else?
We're ready for the joke.
Okay, and this is a prosperity joke, and it is a true story of in my life experience. So years ago, I lived in Beverly Hills, and I lived half a block from the Beverly Hills High School. I took a screenplay writing class at the high school. It was an adult education thing. And I met this lady who was an actress who had red hair and drove a red Corvette. And she and I became friends, and she invited me over to her house. And she lived in a big 13,000-square-foot Beverly Hills mansion with a pool and 200 roses. And her husband was a plastic surgeon. And he looked like a very typical, if you would, Beverly Hills doctor. He was a little short guy with big, thick glasses and wore gray suits and drove the Lincoln Continental. And she was a redhead with a red Corvette who was very flamboyant. And they were, you know, they were grandparents. But in any event, she found that my best friend was the vice president of Paramount Pictures. So she wanted to meet him, and so she invited my friend Jerry and I over to have brats by the pool. So anyway, we went, and Murray was there, and Roz was there, and Jerry and I. And while Murray was a little bit more traditional and straight, his wife wasn't, and in the conversation, he asked Jerry if Jerry had a mantra. And Jerry says, "No, Murray, I don't have a mantra." And Murray said, "Well, a lot of Rosalind's New Age friends have mantras, so I figured you had one too." And then Jerry said, "Well, Murray, what about you? Do you have a mantra?" And Murray nodded his head up and down, smiling. And then Jerry said, "Murray, what's your mantra?" And Murray just kind of closed his eyes and said, "Money, money, money." So anyway, that was Murray's mantra, and it worked really well for him.
That's a good one.
Well, I thought it's cute. I just think that, you know, to close our prosperity declaration with a money mantra would be a fun idea. And it worked well for Murray, so I figured it could work well for us. So I'm going to add a little fun money mantra into my discipline over the next period, and we'll see how it all comes together.
Okay, I'm gonna chant this money, money. Okay, money, money.
Oh man, I can feel it flowing to you now, Willie. Money, it's a magic money. River of money, with rainbows and waves of money, and
yes.
Buckets and wheelbarrows full of money.
Yes. Yes,
and
right.
good fortune of all kinds.
Yes.
Well, it's been fun. I'm going to run, and I thank you all for coming, and we will see you next time, hopefully.
Okay, thank you so much. Happy Father's Day all.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
I will talk to you down the road. You know what eclectic is? It's do what works, right?
Hello there. Is there anybody listening to me now? Thank you. there anybody on this line now? Anybody on this line now?